You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about porch glitter self-serve, Satan is now working against the police, and a convenient banana injection.
All that and more on episode 146 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
Welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How you feeling?
I'm feeling better now, man. It was a rough go, but I'm good. I'm good. Ready to go. New Year.
New Year. And we should, real quick, thanks to Rob Wade for helping out last week. And I know it wasn't a regular Roman Podcast. We didn't do headlines. We didn't do a Roman Podcast. He does the Emotionally 14. And they had a website, and they endorsed the show, so it was kind of nice to have him step in. He did it last minute and, you know, promote the Emotional 14 stuff and what they do, and it was a good time. So thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. You make a perfect double for myself. I mean, yes. When we look at each other, I mean, you couldn't even tell
the
us
the accent, apart. Even.
The accent. Yeah,
nobody noticed.
The timbre of the voice is, yes, identical.
Exactly. Exactly. So here we are, new year, new you. No. If anybody listening last week knows, I went off. And again, I've had people comment. I'm like, I made a joke about, you know, how Facebook reminds you of memories from last year, a post, right? I really like. So you can imagine being on last year and saying, oh, new year, new me. And then Facebook reminds you of your post from last year, and you realize you're actually fatter now than you were back then.
What's worse is it reminds you of like 5 years ago. Yeah. Your post from 5 years ago, new me, you know, new year, new me. Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, God, look how thin
I'm not ready for the ice cream. Fuck this. You know what I have done? And I tell you what I have done this year that I've never done in any year in my entire life is that I've been able to write the year down correctly.
Oh, yeah. Usually with me, if I ever time like now until at least March 1st, I'll be writing 2018, scratch, 19.
Everything I've written, everything I've done, I think it's because 2018 was such a fucking, you know, force fire that that I just fucking ignored that year completely.
Right.
And
right.
Like even years. For some reason, even years give me comfort.
Yeah,
you know,
I get it.
They're always fucking disasters.
Yeah, usually.
You know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Makes sense. Yeah.
So I don't know. Whatever. I mean, maybe it's because I was born in an odd year, so maybe that's why I should embrace.
So
the
was
odd
I.
Year.
Yeah, I was born in an odd. It was an odd year when I was born. That's for sure.
Yeah, like, you know, when I was born, they just kind of looked at me and went, "There's gonna be some shit going on.
This is shit.
This is an omen." Oh, wow, wow. And you're like, yeah. People in black cloaks came out and, you know, they're like, he is the chosen one, but not in a good way. See, we chose him because he's a bad one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my mom's like, get the fuck out of the room, please.
And what most people know, we grew up in Valley East, Ontario, which is just north of Sudbury, Ontario. But what they don't know, I was actually born in Scarborough. In the ghetto. So people walking around with demon omens. Wasn't it just happened all the time at Scarborough.
For those who don't know, it's not like the English Scarborough. Well, it could be, but its nickname is Scarsborough.
Scarsborough, right? Yeah.
Scarborough. Yeah, so when they talk about Toronto and they say the six, what they're referring to are the six boroughs around,
that's
Toronto.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Scarborough being one of them, which is on the east side.
And it's the ghetto.
And there's a couple ghettos, but that's one. I never realized, like, I was living in Scarborough while I was working. And I moved from there to where I'm living now.
Yes.
And when I left that area, even though I've been all over the place, when I left that area and I moved into the area I'm in now, I was just like, oh my God, look at this place. And it was like, I was so amazed by how beautiful this place was compared to where I was. Now, yes, I go to other places like Mississauga and a couple different places, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so much nicer than my place. But that gives an idea how bad Scarborough was.
And again, nothing at Scarborough. Mike Myers is from Scarborough. Bare Naked Ladies from Scarborough. A lot of great.
There's good people. There's bad people. But yeah. Some places are a little more run down.
Yeah. And they get a reputation.
Yeah, exactly. That reputation is there. And sometimes it's well deserved because I used to go north of where I used to live in, I guess it's Malvern.
Okay.
They had the Malvern crew, the gangs and all that there. Right, so it was a very dangerous area. And I would go at night and there was a 24-hour grocery store. And in that area, you don't go to the 24-hour grocery store, no. You know, unless you're looking to get stabbed. But what I would do was that I would go, and I figured they looked at me and they're like, if this crazy motherfucker is here in the middle of the night, he's probably one of those white guys we don't want to mess with.
Yeah.
You know,
he has enough balls to be here.
I won't lie to you. A couple times I started fucking talking to myself and smacking myself in the head when it looked like things were getting bad. And all of a sudden they kind of backed off.
Yeah, of course.
They'll stay away from a crazy fucking crazy person and crazy white guy.
Yes.
So I was just like, no, I'm fine. Just like, you know, that's not the one I want. And they're just kind of like, oh, fucking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, motherfucker's crazy, man. Let's get the fuck away from this guy. You know, and that was fine. But I used to go in the middle of the night because I used to work these crazy shifts. So I never got messed with because I'm a big dude also.
Yes.
Well, right? So they were just kind of like, well, this dude, just something's happening with this dude. If he's like, he clearly can see it's a bad idea to show up here.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, nobody gave me the, hey, man, you know where you are? You know what you're doing here? Nobody gave me that. Everybody just kind of gave you that look like, oh, maybe we should jump on.
He does know and doesn't give a fuck. That's worse.
It's like, but he kind of confused them because you just kind of walk through them and they're kind of like, what the fuck?
Oh, well. So here we are. Yes, it is the new year. Welcome back. We enjoyed a little hiatus over the holidays, but this is the first. We're recording on January 7th. So this is the Monday. Everybody's officially kind of back to work. First work week of the new year type thing after the holiday.
Yeah, my agents are back in the office, so I got to reach out to them. I got some news for them. But the I guess we could bring it up for the listening audience. There's a movie I show up in called Polar it's on Netflix. It's going to be released January 25th on U.S. Netflix. I'm still waiting for the Canadian dates and international dates. But yes, in the U.S., it's called Polar. It stars Mads Mikkelsen, who was also in
Casino Royale.
Yeah, he's been in a whole bunch of movies, and Vanessa Hudgens, and the lead actress from Vikings. I don't know why her name is escaping me right now, but so my apologies.
Yeah, I know. Either way, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw
Catherine.
I'm going to throw a link to the trailer in our show notes so people check that out. And
yeah, so I show up for a blink of an eye. It's a cool scene. It's really fun.
Nice.
But that aside, you know, don't just watch it because you want to see me, although that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this movie is going to be fantastic. The trailer's out. Watch the trailer. You'll see everybody will enjoy it. So it comes out the 25th on Netflix.
Awesome. I should mention a couple things. I wanted to wait till you were here. We got some holiday cards. We got lots of great feedback from our holiday cards we sent out. We got some, of course, our longtime listener, Sarah from the States there. She sent her holiday card. I'll pass that along to you, Roman. We also got one from the Tatooine Sons podcast, from the San Diego Sabres podcast, whole bunch of other ones. And it's really nice to see. To have all these people reach out, Carlos Candido from Montreal, he's a musician and he sent his love his way. It's been cool. Like, it was nice to have a little back and forth, but all the cards that were sent to the podcast, we really appreciate. And we, thank you very much. And it's, you know, makes for a nice holiday season.
Were we still innovators? Did anybody else send stickers like we did?
Stickers. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
People
said
stinkers. Yes, yes, yes.
But stinkers.
Stinkers. But I mean, I know Randy from the EMC Podcast Network and Jesse as well. They're both on the Grolix podcast. They were posting, hey, look it. And they had all three of our holiday cards from the last 3 years. Like, they're one of the few that have the set. You know, mate. Sure, most people just toss them in the recycle bin. After
That's okay. I mean,
and that's fine. Know. But they're actually, we don't even have the full set anymore because we mail them all.
Yeah, we don't actually keep any for ourselves. Yeah,
I think I got the graphics tucked away somewhere. But yeah, the show itself, we don't even have the all three original cards. So there you go. If you're part of the group that has the set, you are in rarefied air.
Yeah, look out for next year's card where I get dressed up as Santa and Rob as a reindeer.
Oh, nice. There we go. I thought, yeah, that'll be a lot better than our Chewbacca slave Leia.
Well, look, you keep trying to get me in that Slave Leia outfit, and I'm telling you, I'm not going to do it.
Outstanding. And okay, so what else is going on? Fantasy recap. Fuck me.
Yeah, here's a recap. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, while everybody was gone on vacation, Roman, you lost in the first round. I made it to the championship again and lost again. Motherfuck.
By how many points?
Just over one.
Yeah, see, same thing I went through about 4 years ago or whatever.
Yes, and okay, so let me ask you. This is the last little bit of fantasy updating until next August till we have our draft. So is it more palatable to lose in the first round, get blown out in the first round, rather than go all the way to the championship and lose by within a point or two?
I see what you're asking here. This is, and I want you to listen very carefully.
Yes.
It fucking blows no matter which one it is.
Okay, good.
Right? I'm so competitive that when I got blown out in the first round, I'm still angry.
Of course.
All right? I wasn't that angry when I lost by 1 point. You know, in the championship, I was just like, I'm still seething because I was just
you expected more from yourself.
Well, I think what it is I was so insulted that even though I got like 140, 50 points, whatever, my opponent got nearly 200 points, which is insane.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not a top ranked team, right? No. And he just slaughtered me in a way that was like not possible. Like if he was a first place guy or second place guy, I'd be like, oh, well, I'd expect something like this. And this guy was ranked lower than me and just fucking smacked the shit out of me, and I'm still mad about it.
That's the problem with the playoffs. It's a one-off weekend, and you got your players, and if one of your opponent's players just happens to get four touchdowns out of the fucking clear blue sky, you're done.
Well, it was worse than that. Both of my quarterbacks underperformed to the point where it was like not even worth playing them. Like,
exactly.
I had 7 points each or something. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
So, well, we should congratulate Greg Lansdell, the Toronto Thunder in our Ontario Fantasy Football League. He beat me.
Congrats.
Yeah, I didn't want to lose either.
He's
but
the guy whooped my ass too.
He is. And he just, and I was always like, hey, he's been in the league since 2011. And out of the last, he went to the playoffs 6 times, and I've personally eliminated him 4 of those 6 times. So he was due. Unfortunately, it happened in the championship.
I kicked him out at least once. So
yeah.
So, that's fine. I mean, but he just like turned on the turbo boost and just blew through everybody for the.
That's hey, I finished the season, the number one seed.
Am I going down to the ghetto league now?
No. We won't get into that, but no, that's just regular season stuff. Basically, what we do is we try to keep it competitive. So if you're struggling in one division, you go down to the rep division, the tier 2 type thing. So we do that just to keep it interesting for everybody. Anyway, congratulations, Greg. No more fantasy till next August.
Well, no more fantasy football.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about sex robots. So, don't worry, audience. Still lots of fantasy involved.
Is that a segue or
No, it's not a segue, but it's a reference to the movie Date Night with Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And William Fichtner, where they're trying to get back out of the city or whatever. And they're forced to do like some sort of dance for him.
Right.
And so they start doing this stupid dancing and he's just like, no. And so then all of a sudden they start doing some crazy shit where they're acting like robots. He's like, wait, what are they doing? Cause he's all high and drunk and
right.
He's just messing with his mind. And then they start acting like robots that are doing it. He's like, sex robots. And it's like the funniest fucking scene.
Okay. Well, you know what? What we should do? We should get in the headlines.
We have to. Whatever.
Why not? Sure.
All right. Here's one for you. Alabama police blames homicide increase on godlessness and Satan.
Well, of course. I am the practicing atheist, right?
That's why I got this. I saw this article. I was like, this is perfect for you because they're saying, okay, not only have we strayed away from God.
Yeah, of course. Right?
That, but it's also we've basically ran into the arms of the devil. If you're especially those who don't believe in God,
quiet,
Satan. I'm reading these articles.
Okay, you read and I'll rebut. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, basically, there was a lot more homicides that were taking place in this small town, and It says the OPP police, but I think that's it's a small town in the U.S. actually.
Right. Okay.
And basically said that the town was about 6,500 people, but the amount of murders had gone up quite a bit, and so. So he's basically said, oh, because of all the minorities, religion, atheism, Satanism, blah, 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 blah. This is the reason that that we're the times now are really horrible. It's because everybody strayed from God. And he says, and run into the arms of Satan. Mm. And I thought, well, if anybody knows about running to the arms of Satan, it would be you, Mr. Rob Cassius. You're an atheist, so that must mean you're a Satanist.
Well, see, what people don't understand is when you're when you stop believing, it's not like you stop, oh, I'm going to go from one side to the other. No, you can have your awakening or whatever you want to call it. If you're an atheist, you also do not believe in the devil or Satan. Like, it doesn't, it's not like, oh, that Satan's pushing you away from God. No, 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 it's science and logic and personal choices. It's not, it has nothing to do with anything. That's the point. There is nothing. So hence no belief. So when somebody stops believing or doesn't believe in God, doesn't necessarily mean they believe in Satan. It probably 99 times out of 100, they probably don't believe in Satan either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, because I know that Satan, apparently Satan's a trickster.
Oh, so he's making me? I'm worshiping Satan.
Oh, he's not making you. You are Satan.
Oh, right. That's
so, you know, by just I could just tell because the moment you said I don't believe in anything, I was like, oh, you're trying to trick me, Satan.
I am trying to trick you. Yes, but calling belief for, and again, what people don't understand is believing in a deity. Like for me, believing in God is right up there with believing in Poseidon or Zeus or the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus.
Hey, easy on the Norse gods. Okay, I'm a big fan of Zeus.
Okay, Zeus, no, you mean Thor and Odin. That's Norse.
Yeah, well, Thor, I mean the real Thor, the movie Thor.
Oh, I believe in Chris Hemsworth. He's fucking, he's awesome.
I know he's real.
Yeah, there's something you can get on your knees and pray to if you had to. You know, I mean, like, come on.
I just saw, was it Avengers, the last one there?
Infinity War?
Infinity War. And Dave Bautista playing Dax. Mm-hmm. He's like, when there's like, who's this dude? And he's like, this is not a dude.
Yeah, this you're a dude.
Man. You're a dude. This is a man.
Yeah.
And at one point, he's like, it's like a pirate had a baby with an angel. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, if you worship Chris Hemsworth, again, you're not going to get any argument from anybody. I'm quite sure. So, okay. So they're basically blaming lack of belief.
Yeah, they're basically saying that the people got to go to church now more often because, you know, you got to grab your kids and all that and say, like, you need to find your way back towards, you know, some sort of religion.
Well, see, what they're getting confused is they're thinking, oh, they don't believe in God, so we're not worried for our eternal soul. Hence, that's why you're murdering, because I hear this from religious people all the time. Well, if you don't believe in God, what stops you from murdering everybody? I'm like, well, I just wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning and not rape. It's fucking real easy to do. And I don't, if you need a threat on your eternal soul not to rape, maybe there's something fucking wrong with you. Like, you know, if you need,
I've got that too from somebody close to me who's like, well, if without religion, you don't have a moral compass. Of course you do. It's called being human.
Yeah, exactly. Just wake up and don't rape and don't murder. It's fucking real easy.
People don't like to hurt other people and don't want the people they love getting hurt. So they make rules in society and they say, don't do that. It hurts us. Just like, oh, well, I don't know of God yet. So please beat the shit out of my husband, please.
No, of course not. No,
you know, I mean, I love the guy and everything, but since I haven't found God yet, or I don't even know what God is, because I believe this rock is a God, you know, so.
Again, we're not, it's the beginning of the new year, and we just celebrated the birth of Christ, or whatever happened over the holidays, or whatever, and we're not getting into that issue again, because we got, we had lots of talk about Jesus. But again, if you need your eternal soul, if there is indeed one, it's threatened. Like if you believe you have one, you need that threatened in order for you not to commit these crimes. Well, fuck. Just
We don't give a shit what religion or non-religion or whatever you believe.
Of course not.
whether you're a Jew or Gentile, which what a great fucking word. Thanks.
Yeah.
hey, you know,
we don't Catholic, we,
Muslim,
get you through the day.
With Pastafarian, Hindu. Oh,
I didn't tell you my news.
You're Pastafarian now?
I am an ordained minister with the pasta. I'm an apostrophe. I'm not shitting you. It's hanging on my wall right behind me. Is that the greatest thing ever? The spaghetti monster. I am. So if anybody wants to get married, me, the practicing atheist, just got ordained. I have a little card. I can carry in my wallet. It is amazing.
Satan is everywhere. Look what he made everywhere. Rob do.
And again, I laugh because it's just fucking the hilarity of it all is, oh, I had to be a minister. It's now like, because
Kevin Smith, when he got ordained in the Church of Light, I think it is.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, part of your duties is to come up with a speech.
Yep.
You know, and his is Green Lantern's speech.
Yeah. The Green Lantern Oath. Yeah.
Yeah. The Green Lantern Oath. That's his speech. He has stories and all that, but
yeah.
That's just so funny to me. And it's just like,
again,
oh, it's cool to be able to say you can marry somebody.
Hey, if you get a marriage license, fuck, I'll marry you. Rowan Podcast. We'll get you. We can do weddings now. Yeah, we can do weddings. We can do whatever you want. I won't do
weddings. We do gay weddings, which are still technically just weddings.
Yeah, still weddings.
They're just regular weddings.
Yeah.
You know, we do bar mitzvahs, gay bar mitzvahs. I think, again, that's the same
thing. We don't do that. So
we should probably just stop saying gay in front of everything because it pretty much means the same anyways.
Exactly. So. And we also don't do the circumcision ceremony.
Well, we do, but I bring a pickle slicer. So
the brisk or whatever it's called. I don't know.
I bring that guy. What's his name? Vince with the chopper.
The slap chop.
The slap chop. That's. I bring Vince with the slap chop. Hey, here you are. It's your day today. Well, hey, you're gonna love this fucking product. Put your dick in here. Put your dick in here.
I always thought they use like a cigar clipper.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Okay, yeah,
I have a feeling you have to be a little more precise than that.
And all I know is whenever mine got done when I was a day old, I think they took a little too much off the top. I'm just fucking saying.
I have a nick in mine, so I really got to talk to them. Like, why were you shaking?
Yeah, yeah. Well, to see these pics, go to RowanPodcast.com. No, I'm joking. All right, okay, next headline.
I knew somebody who had to get it done when they were in their teenage years because of infection.
Yeah.
And that's not fun.
No, because you have no control over the flowage, especially when you're a teenage.
Yeah, so what was it? Even on Married with Children, he's like, what happened? He's like, the doctor misread the chart. He was supposed to give me a circular incision.
Oh, no.
Instead, they gave him a circumcision. And he's sitting there, and the wife's sitting next to him, and she's just bouncing her leg, and her boobs are bouncing. He goes, Peg, please, would you stop with the bouncing? And then you hear, she's like, why? And then you hear, p-doing! She goes, what was that? He goes, I popped a stitch.
Oh, geez, Peg. All right, next headline.
Okay, so did you see the viral video over the Christmas holidays with the guy making the glitter bomb?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Real quick, from what I know, there is, you know, people are stealing packages off people's porches, and yeah. This guy is an engineer, and he made a glitter bomb to like whenever they opened it. And they had a camera inside that was wired to another.
Four cameras inside, and right. Also a little bottle of fart spray so that if they hung onto it too long and
yes.
tried to steal it, after a certain amount of time, it would let go five pumps of the fart spray. So it would force them to throw it out their car.
Yeah.
Right? And then he would find it. So here's the headline. One of the best viral videos of the year was at least partially staged.
No.
So Mark Robber, who is the guy who created this stuff, is a genius guy. He's an engineer.
Yeah.
He's done work for NASA. He's done work for all kinds of people. And I thought to myself, there's no way that this guy faked any of this stuff because okay. He's just too honest. His stuff is legit. I've seen like when he did like a pool full of Orbeez balls, those balls that absorb water.
Yeah.
Right. And turn into like, they're like marbles, but they're like squishy. He filled up a swimming pool with them. He's made like a sandbox that turns to liquid. Like, it's really cool stuff.
Right.
So I was like, well, what the hell happened? During his video, you know, since you did see the video, at one point he hands over the package to a friend of his
mm-hmm.
to also try, right? Well, his friend, the lady who had it, she got her friends to come and try to steal it and video record it.
Okay.
It wasn't actually people who were stealing it. Where his were right. legit. When he gave it to his friend, she staged stuff and he didn't know that that was her friends.
Oh, what the fuck?
So when he put the video out there and people started recognizing, hey, that car is literally lives next to this person or that, they started recognizing that the girl who had it, those were her friends. And then they started saying, fake. And he's like, no. He's like, please don't call my video fake. He's disappointed to hear what had happened, and he started sorting it out. But yeah, that's the headline. There is that this amazing video that dumps a pound of glitter on you, and then it starts spraying fart spray for stealing a package off somebody's porch. The portion where it gives his friend those
are the fake. I see, and that's
just why he couldn't control that.
It's tarnished now. Like, and unfortunately now, everybody's like, oh, did you hear about the video? Oh, it's fake. Okay. Like, people are going to scroll around and not even pay attention. It's like, wow, this guy actually took fucking months to build and design and engineer this thing. And they got it working and how many tests they must have had and everything else. And then finally they get it working. And imagine how great it would feel to, oh, someone is actually robbing me. It's actually happening. Here it goes. And then it blows up in their cart. Like, and now to have a little, it just sucks just because
that's what I mean. Like, we were dealing with it reminds me of people today where they review a movie. This is why Netflix had to change their system. It's either they completely love it or they completely hate it. There's no 3-star, 2-star, 4-star. It's either 5-star, you've catered to my exact needs, or you missed one of my needs, you get a 1-star. It sucks. It's the worst thing in the world. That's how people are these days, especially younger people. And and so that's why he's worried. He's like, look, he's like, don't ever think anything I make is fake, because that could ruin his reputation and his career.
Of course, yeah.
Right, because he makes his career as YouTube, and if it gets labeled as fake, people are going to start trying to find reasons to think that, like, he made a giant Nerf gun. It's not fake.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he literally carried around his house, and it's the size of a car. Like, it's crazy. You know, like, so he's like, no, it's very important. So he says he says, I'm especially gutted because so much thought, time, and money and effort went into building the device, and I hope it doesn't get tainted. It doesn't taint my efforts as fake.
Right.
So that's why I'm bringing it up, saying, you know, no, this guy's legit. He's been on. I think it's Jimmy Kimmel and every so often, you know, for April Fool's pranks and all.
Well,
that.
You know what? I'm glad you brought it up to clear it up, because again, I would have saw, oh, this is fake. I'm like, oh, maybe it will look a little too good to be true. And that's the problem. It's so good that it's easy to believe that it was faked. So.
Well, you could see that the portions where he was looking for it, you can tell the genuine reactions of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true. When I look at, like, the one where the woman had it and she got it stolen, the people reacting, like, it was in her living room.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's just
where it was just a weird reaction. And so, yeah. So for everything, all intents and purposes, it is 100% real up until his friend kind of screwed him over. So, keep watching his stuff. His name is Mark Robber. I find him on YouTube, and his stuff is so fun to watch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, all right.
Stop fucking labeling everything as fake every time you see something, and every time you don't like something.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's fake news.
And then if you don't agree with somebody's opinion, stop trying to get them fucking fired. Anyways.
Wait, what? Where did that come from?
No, it's the same thing. Whenever they don't agree with somebody, they decide, well, not only do I not agree with you, but I'm going to make sure that I call your boss. And
oh, yeah. We say that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and then try to get them fired. So it's like, you know, your opinion is not that important.
Exactly.
Moving on.
We got time for one more. You got one more in there?
Yeah, okay. Man assaulted in convenience store. Man assaulted convenience store employee with banana, police say.
Of course. Go on.
A man in Des Moines, Iowa was jailed on Monday after police said he assaulted a convenience store clerk with a banana. The dude got into a dispute with an unnamed person at the Quick Trip on Monday morning, according to a local station. Local TV station. When a store clerk tried to intervene, witness said that the dude chased the clerk around the store, throwing a banana and other items at her.
Right.
the disturbance caused about $1,000 in damage. Well, bananas are expensive.
Of course, yeah.
Right. To the store, and was so the man was charged with assault.
Yes.
Is any assault on a person and. This is with assault on persons in certain occupations. Simple assault interference with officials, acts, and third-degree criminal mischief. Jail records show that he was later released. The police posted a photo of the grim-faced arresting officer and said that said on Facebook that the incident was more than the 270 New Year's Eve calls that they had that night. So on New Year's Eve, they got over 270 calls, and that was just one of them.
Just one of them, yeah. Just the zany wackiness. So so what do we learn from this? Don't use a banana to hold up a store? Or what do we?
Well, he was arguing with another person, and the clerk decided to intervene, and then he chased the clerk, the lady with the around banana, the store. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Throwing bananas and all kinds of other stuff. So the dude probably just threw one banana and they're like, he chased her with a banana.
Yes, they made
headlines with it. But, moral of the story, don't intervene. Let people fucking beat the shit out of each other.
With bananas, because it's entertaining. Like, like out of all the things, people get in shit for, because whenever there's a crime going on, people never, they always take out their phone and film it rather than do fucking something.
Yeah.
If you see somebody assaulting somebody with a banana, maybe that's the time to break the phone out. Not when people are getting shot or raped or all the other fucking things, or all these McDonald's employees beating the shit out of customers for rightful reasons, mind you. But maybe just help everybody break it up so nobody gets hurt. But
you're right, because like that one, the McDonald's employee one, there's an assault taking place and the reaction is, oh my God.
Let's tape it.
Instead of jumping in there and saying, like, get off this person.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't. And 9 times out of 10, they're like literally pummeling each other. So like, just put the phone down and break it up. Now, if it's like a Mrs. Doubtfire run by fruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe break out the phone. Like, that's okay.
it was a run by fruiting.
Exactly. Like, come on now. Awesome. So here we are. Welcome back. Happy New Year 2019. We're looking forward to another exciting year. We're going to have our 3-year anniversary coming up. Lots of good stuff on tap. And of course, lots of new and exciting guests coming up in the new year. And we're going to try to, again, just liven things up like we always try to do. So this is the welcome back episode.
Yeah. And we're going to change a few things. We're going to, as we do every year, we kind of change and then we try to have more guests on.
Yes.
And so Rob and myself for our 3-year anniversary are going to be doing some boudoir photos.
Oh yes. I can't wait. So, that's when we will do our Chewbacca in Slave Leia.
So instead of send nudes, we're asking you to receive nudes. All right. And if you want tasteful nudes, just let us know.
Yes.
And if you want tasteless nudes, well, that's a given.
Well, that's just going to happen.
Because even our tasteful is tasteless anyways.
So. Exactly. Yeah. It's just
fully dressed. You're like, oh,
why my eyes? All right.
The burning of the eyes.
I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we go. Remember, if you want to get a hold of the show on Twitter, we are at Roman Pod and Cast, and the same thing, Roman Pod and Cast on Instagram. Also, if you want to find myself, I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And if you want to find Roman, he is Roman Citizens on absolutely everything, which includes Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram and Christian Grindr and all the other good stuff. You'll find him on there.
Well, now I'm on Christian Satan Grinder.
Wait, Satan Grinder. Good.
Satan Grinder. Satan's pepper grinder.
You know what they say, when you cast a big net, you're just improving your chances here.
Rob's on Atheists R Us.
And again, if you want to get married, let me know. I'm a pastafarian. I'm a minister now, so which is hilarious on every level possible. So and of course, do not forget about our merch. We are at RomanPodcast.com or .ca. You go there, it'll take you right to our TeePublic store. You can get our logo, our new logo, our vintage logo on cell phone cases, on laptop cases, on hoodies, on sweaters, and all sorts of good fine stuff. So go to RomanPodcast.com for all that stuff. And of course, as Roman was mentioning, our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes you want to send out, send them to me. I'm the married guy. I'm allowed to look at a tasteful nude. It's not pornographic. It's like art. Send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. Care of Rob. And then, of course, do not forget the networks we're on, EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network, and we are also endorsed by the aforementioned Emotionally 14. That's numeric 14, not the alphabetical. So emotionally14.com. Check out all the good shows on all three of those sites to just podcasts are awesome and they're everywhere. And these are, we're in an awesome group of people and we're really privileged to be a part of all three of those entities. So, and of course, our last but not least, our review reach round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go on Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. And we call that the review reach round.
Yep, that's a 5-star glitter banana reach around is what that is.
So, until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.